Good morning. Good morning.
Good morning, everyone.
Morning. What a fine crew. So who would like to learn a little bit more about using social media today? If that's a good topic, we can start. Otherwise, because I don't see any hands up, so I'm not sure. I see some hands waving at me like this. So, hey, Enrique, are you there too? Maybe we can tag team, and some of our team that's been with us for a while can share a little bit on what works and what doesn't. Clearly, being a normal human being is the best thing, so don't suddenly become a different person when you start building online, but let's start with the basics. You know what? I'm going to get the team to chime in because I've done this too many times and I maybe just stale on the way I deliver it. But if anyone wants to chime in on, let's start with just building your profile page, just kind of how you decide what you're going to talk about, what you're going to show. Obviously, we've shifted a lot in the past 5 years on our social media strategy, and it's really more about sharing who we are. So, Nancy, thank you so much. Nancy Willett, yeah, you'll have a nice fresh perspective. Oh, you're muted.
Good morning. I'm not a social media. I don't think I'm an influencer. But I, my social media had been for years all surrounding fly fishing, right? And so for some reason that community is really connected, kind of a, I hate to say the word cult, but kind of a cult. If you are one, there's sort of this immediate acceptance. But, you know, the thing I think about is years ago when we started at a different company, I think it was Les Brown did a workshop on finding your four pillars, your values, your core, who are you, what are you all about, and can you hear me okay?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Frozen. Oh, all right, good. Everything looked frozen. So, yeah, building your social media profile around kind of your four pillars, you know, what are your four core values and interests, and trying to make everything reflect that. And I hide my business link inside of a Linktree. Linktree is a third-party provider that people can click on. It's a website, and then it gives them more information for you, and you can list, you know, all of the different things. I have mine where, you know, if somebody wants some fly fishing instruction or obviously our business here. But this time of year, given that we're now a week away from Christmas,
wow,
my big tip is that this is a great time of year to reach out to those people that may have ghosted you for whatever reason and just, you know, wish them a Merry Christmas, ask them how they're doing, and ask them how they plan to celebrate the holidays. Start a conversation again, reconnect, just as a human being, not because you're wanting to sell them something. And you know, individual relationships are key. And one thing I've seen and I've noticed on some people is they make a post and then they go and they drop a heart or a thumbs up on people that comment. And so my biggest thing is that you've got to respond to each comment with three words or more for the Facebook algorithm to recognize that you are engaging. And when you do that, they'll move your post to the top of your friends' news feeds. But if you don't respond with at least three words or more, you're going to not have the benefit of that post being seen by more people. So, but building out my profile, I guess I just try to include photos of my life, the things I do, the things I love, and make it hopefully inspirational. Ask a question. Try to create that engagement so that you have a chance to get to know people. That's it.
Those are great, Nancy, and I love all that. I love what you just said about what we can do today, which is reach out to people who you haven't heard from in a while, and you can go through your friends list and be like, oh my gosh, I haven't even seen this person. Well, I do that once in a while and go look, and I'm like, oh my gosh, they haven't posted in a month. Let me check in and make sure they're okay. And you can't imagine how much that means to someone. It means a lot to me as well when someone reaches out. Sometimes I don't post in my stories for a day, and I get people reach out and say, are you okay? Because they're used to me posting every day. That's the best feeling. You know, how are you doing? I haven't seen you today. What's going on? So I love that because it's the relationship building part, and it's and at the end of the day, people buy from people they know, love, and trust, know, like, and trust. And so both things that Nancy just said, posting about her life on her page, it allows people to have a look at who she is and her four core values or things that she'd like to share. I think everyone, if you don't have that list, at least written in your notes somewhere, by now you should, because it really helps you when it comes to what should I post. Because you're like, oh, you know, I'm all about my relationship with Enrique, my kids, my dog, and food, right? So those are some of my things that people know me for. And so most people that have been following me for a while, they always say, I don't want to watch your stories, you're making me hungry. So those, you know, you kind of want to get that feeling. You want people to have a feeling about you. You know what I'm saying? And so food, I love food. I love to cook and all that. So it's always, that's a great way to people card. But whatever yours is, you know, Nancy's obviously is with her background on flight. Oh, Nancy, that's right. That just happened this week as well with Lana. Lana was doing the cleanse, and she said, oh, why did I look at your stories? I'm hungry now. So that, there you go. That's living proof. That's been happening for years. So, it kind of gives people a consistency about you. They know what to expect. It feels safe. And so just remember that, you know, you're kind of trying to stay in your lane, you know. So if all of a sudden, I mean, I'm not saying, you know, we don't mix, you know, politics and religion into our, we're not controversial. Some people do well being controversial. Most don't. Most alienate. By doing, if I were to sum something controversial, I don't know. Maybe it wouldn't be good. I don't know, but I won't, because it will be confusing to people. So, you know, and it's confusing to me too. So as you're kind of building your little brand, and you don't have to be a huge influencer to influence the right people. So don't think that you have to have millions of followers. You can have, you know, 500 followers and do a great job with them. In fact, sometimes the intimacy is better, on a certain level. So it's not about becoming this big thing. It's just about honing your message and becoming, you know, and it's not fake. So I find that our pages, mine and Enrique's pages, when you look back at memories like from 5-6 years ago, we are more accurately representative of who we are now than what we were doing back then, because we've become more comfortable sharing, you know, the normal things like who we are. So hopefully that helps. And I know it's uncomfortable sometimes, but it does help people connect with you and stay in touch with you without you having to message hundreds of people every single day. Tiffany Six.
Hey, yeah. So just to piggyback off of what you guys are saying, because there's so many good nuggets here. You know, your profile page is your, you know, your store, right? You know, or your brand, you know, you want people to come. And so like the thing for me is having a really nice, profile picture of you or you and your husband, you know, whoever, right? You don't want it to be, like a cartoon character or, you know, a quote or anything like that. You know, you could save a quote for your cover photo, but your profile picture is what everybody sees when you're commenting and engaging on their posts. They see, like, I had a lady comment on my jacket for my profile picture because I commented on her post. She's like, oh my gosh, I want your jacket or whatever, because they see your little picture right there. So you want that to be bright and well lit. And then just the more love you give, the more you get. And right. It's true. Going and loving on your friends, and going down your list of friends and sorting them from oldest to newest or newest to oldest, whatever it is, and going to their page and just giving them love. And, they're going to reciprocate that. And just like, you know, Nancy, both Nancy's were saying, you know, checking in on your friends, you know, that you haven't seen posts in a while, and just checking in and seeing how they're doing. That's huge. And just building that relationship and just being kind. And so, yeah, so those are just some of my little tips, because when I first started, you know, and oh, and something that I do, I've always been silly on social media. I share the silly things that happen in my life, and that's what my network comes to, you know, expect from me or love. Like, I had my pants inside out one day, and I wore them like that all day long, and I posted a picture of myself. I'm not, you know what I'm saying, but those are just like, that's just me. I'm weird. I mean, you know, silly.
Love that. I love that. And it's something people will remember, right? Or you were on the, was it The Price is Right or The Wheel of Fortune? Now I'm forgetting.
Oh, Wheel of Fortune.
Okay. So, you know, you posted an old video like that, and it was that, you know, so you kind of known, like, among your friends, you know, that's what I kind of knew about you at first before we really met. So it's just little things that endear you to people and the right people, right? So it's not everyone's not, and remember, everyone's not going to like you, and you're going to have to be okay with that. That's key. So you're not looking for everyone. You are just looking for the people that are looking for you. And if you don't share, they won't know. And it's not necessarily that you're sharing about the products. You're sharing who you are, how you're feeling. We're getting to Cindy Bloom, because you do a great job on this, and I hope you're going to touch on it. But people that have been following your health journey, that's something you're doing really well, but I don't know what you're going to touch on, but maybe a few minutes on that would be great too, Cindy.
Well, good morning. I can talk about that, but that's not what I was going to talk about.
Talk about what you want to talk about.
Okay, so the first thing I was going to talk about is I've done a lot of helping people build their social media. So for those of you people who, you know, maybe are just getting started, and, you know, the average person has, I think it's about, I don't know if it's changed, about an average is about 300 friends, okay? That's like if somebody average is not doing a business. So if you're in that area and you're just getting started, you want to start growing your network, right? So how do you do that? And this is what I was told, and it really works. Okay, first of all, I love what Tiffany said. Put a happy picture. This is called Facebook. Well, no, it's not. They changed it, but whatever. But I always was told that's why they want your face. Okay, not a picture of your dog, not a picture of, like, something that's beautiful, but a picture of your face, because they want, people want to get to know you. The other thing that I was told is that you want your profile, at least for me, I wanted to make people feel good when they came to my profile. So when I started out, I would find quotes that were inspiring, or I was doing a lot of reading of you know, personal development, and I would maybe share tidbits of that, of what I learned. And it was really, you know, I was getting, it's crazy when you do that, because when you stop, people are like, I was looking forward to your posts. I mean, so my posts revolved around, and now they've changed, they've evolved. I'm much more comfortable. I have a full niche, and then we can go into what you're talking about. But I want to just make sure that the people who are really trying to build, like, fill your profile. Don't share pictures. That's, like, one thing I have learned.
Share, yeah.
Like, I'm not saying if there's a live that you want to share to your page, but I'm saying if you're scrolling through the newsfeed and you see a great post, do not take that post and share it to your page. Take the picture, save it, and repost it as yours. Facebook likes new content. They're always looking for new stuff. So if you're always recycling content, they're not thinking that you're a creator, and they're not going to put up your posts as much. So those are the few tips that I have for those people getting started. I don't know. What did you want me to talk about in terms
of love everything. No, I love everything you shared. Just share what you want to share. That's great. I mean,
right now I've actually shifted completely. You know, I've been thinking about my journey, my health journey, and I think most of you here know about my health journey, but if you don't, really quickly, I'll just say a year ago I was not well at all, and I trusted this company and the products here to work with my doctor, and literally my life is completely changed, 100%. I will not go without these products. I love them. I'm, like, done for life. So now, and I did, for myself, I'm pretty happy considering I was not well and I was dealing with really trying to heal myself. And I did, I'm happy where I am this year, okay? But now, my goal now, and my social media is switching to now, because they've heard my story now for almost a year. So now my continuing story is now I want to help others. Like, this is me. I have solid proof. I know it. Let me help you. My goal is to help as many other people. And I think people, because they've been following my journey, they can genuinely feel that about me. It's not like I'm just saying, hey, you know, I went through a lot and I can talk about it all. And, you know, and I can have lives and I have posts and I can always go back and tag them. So the other thing I would suggest is as you're going through your journey here, put some little tidbits on your page about how you're feeling. Or remember, I think it was Nancy who said, you know, remember a time when you, like, I take for granted now that I go for these long walks and I don't have pain, you know, and like on a day like today when it was cold, you know, I was sore and achy. Like, it's hard for me to remember that now, but if you can go back and remember how you used to feel and all of a sudden you're not feeling that, post those things throughout your social media. Because that is a way to get people to start following your journey little by little without you telling them the whole story.
Exactly. That's so good. All that was really good. On that last point, you want to, when you're formulating that post about how you used to feel, what changed, and how you feel now. That's the order you need to do it. You need to not flip-flop around. People need that structure to be able to hold on and grab onto your story. And how you used to feel is the part that's going to hook them in, because that's how they're feeling if they are going to need your product, right? So that's what needs to come first, and that's where they're going to feel the emotion in themselves, because they're going through that, because they woke up this morning and they were achy, right? And so then, you know, what changed? You don't have to say what the products are. You just have to say, you know, you changed a few things, you know, you're drinking a special drink, whatever, however it is you want to say it. And then after, it's like, gosh, I almost forgot how bad I used to feel. So today I went for a walk, and share the real story. Don't just say, I feel energized and this and that. No, you know, it's better to share a story about what's actually happening today, right? So I went for a walk, and I walked, you know, 3 miles, and normally I would have done a half a mile and gone home because I'd been in so much pain, probably have to lay down. Those are the things that people relate to, the real things. You know, don't sugarcoat it, make it. And you're great at that. One more thing, if you could, you're being very consistent on doing lives. How do you feel about, so me and Enrique used to do more lives than we do now. You know, it evolves, like you said. You know, you can't be this until you've gone through that. So I do think lives were a big part of our communities connecting. And we do go back and do one or two here and there. Stories have kind of replaced that for us as far as turning on the video and letting people know us. So if you could share a little bit about lives and how they're working now, because me and Enrique aren't doing as many lives as we used to do when we were first starting out building. Mm-hmm.
So I agree with what you said about the lives in my story. I tend to go live a lot more in my story. For the past 2 weeks, I've been hibernating, which is why you guys have been seeing like me making all these videos, because I needed to have some engagement. But I usually turn on my camera in the stories. I find that I get much more engagement. However, I do find that going live has been helpful for people. I can tell people are watching, okay? So I don't want to get too techie here, but you can change your Facebook profile. Actually, it was Linhouse told me, you know, to change it so that I can get insights on my phone.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if you, whatever. But I can see on the insights on my phone, the engagement, and how, even though I may not see it, like, you know, the likes and the comments, I can
right.
see how many people I have reached
right.
beyond those people who are just my friends. And that reach is fairly impressive. and well worth it. I wouldn't be doing it every day, but if you do have, like yesterday I went live because I told them exactly what I just told you, that like last year it was about me, and this year it was about everybody else, helping everybody else feel like me. So I also like lives because they stay on your page, and people can always, like when they're looking you up and they're, you know, think if they want to be your friend, there are lives, and maybe they're not watching them there, but they go back, and lives really get give people a sense of who you are.
Right. Can I give some insight into that? And I love
absolutely
that you said that, and I'm glad you brought it up because it's super important. When someone sends me a friend request, that's the first thing I look for on their page, is a live, if they're a networker or if they're in some kind of space where they, because that gives me a much fuller impression than any post or picture. Because pictures and posts can lie, but lives really can't. I mean, with all your personality, your voice, the way you look at the camera, like it gives you, you know, it gives you a full picture and there you go. So I agree with that. I think people look for that. I think people decide whether they like you. Like it's like 20 seconds in and I'm like, yes or no. So yes, it's worth getting good on live. And you know, one thing that Enrique was excellent at and I had a hard time with is rewatching his own lives and evaluating. It's super important. It really is. If you want to get really good at it, it's really good. I noticed what he would do, and I'm like, how can you listen to yourself and watch yourself like that? And he's like, and he would smile too. He kind of loved it. Like, I'm like, God, you really like yourself. And that's a good thing. You know, you need to start feeling better about yourself. And there's no better way than going through that, of listening to your own voice and seeing the way, oh, that's great, Lynn. I mean, anyone else feel like me? I still have a hard time. I'm doing a lot better. You have a hard time, Cindy? So can you share real quick, because there's people on this call that think that everyone that does these are just confident and they love to see themselves speak and they're good. And it's like, no, it's so uncomfortable. I had my girlfriend over. I've known her for 20 years, and we were talking about all this stuff. She's never done what we do, but she's considering. And I'm like, you don't have no idea the level of stress and anxiety that I've gone through to just keep growing inch by inch and feel more comfortable. So, Cindy, share. Do you watch your lives over?
No, I don't. You know what? I used to, and I know what I need to work on, and I don't want to look back, because the thing is, they don't have to be perfect, and this is what I always say. People watching you, if they're thinking of joining the business at all, if you're like completely polished and you don't say and you're, you know, you don't make a mistake, or you don't have a dog barking, or any of that stuff, they think they can't do it. When they see it's really you, and like, oops, you make a mistake, or there's something that spills, or, you know, oh, you're doing it and you're, I don't know, your hair is, whatever it is, that's really you. And sometimes people can connect to that better than they can to pure perfection.
Agreed.
And so for me, I just do it, and
I love that.
I don't like to go back.
I don't either. You know what? And I think what has made you better probably is just that you kept doing it, right? So I agree with what you're saying. It's not about being perfect. What I was more alluding to is just there are things that you can do better. Like maybe you're someone who fidgets a lot, and that's distracting, right? There are ways, and you don't do that. So you've perfected your craft to a level that when I'm listening to you on your live, it's like I'm sitting with you at your kitchen table.
Okay.
That's, yeah.
But I do have to let you guys know that this is, you can go to my YouTube channel. I have lots of videos, so I'm very comfortable in doing videos. So I think maybe at the beginning I did look back more at it, but I'm very comfortable doing a video on the camera. So
right.
I think it's because I have been consistent.
Yeah, it's like that's why we encourage people to put their hand up on the huddle, right? Because on a huddle, we kind of all know each other. And so you're just like, hey, like, you know. Lauren,
I think we should pick on people.
I know.
Pick on people. But I really believe that, and I always say that when, you know, with my team, I'm like, this is the time that I want you to practice talking. This
right.
is the time it's
practice
safe.
Mm-hmm. Yep. So we've always said this was the place, the huddles were the place to get comfortable talking in front of 50, 60, 70 people. And that's what this is how a life should feel. It should feel like, you know, you're sitting in Laura Ballard's living room with the curtains in the background, right? Like you're just like comfortable, right? And so like it's a friend. So yes, exactly. So I encourage that for sure. Anytime you can, like on the company miracle morning, you know, anytime, seriously, it's a great place to practice. You know, it's just family. And you know, what's the worst that can happen? You know, no one really cares. You know what I'm saying? If they pass judgment for half a second, then they got to go cook breakfast for their kids. You know what I'm saying? So it's not, we're not that important, but we may be that important to that person that is struggling with pain in the morning and they want to feel better. And if they can connect with you on that level, then you're winning. Thank you, Cindy. Lana Delgado, you are next. You've got some more hands up and then we'll wrap it up.
Wanted to add a little bit. The reason actually why I watch Miles, I don't like it all the time either. You know, it's just for me, I guess I'm just looking, you know, sometimes I tend to go like out of topic and, you know, I like when the things are structured and it's just easier to watch, you know, because sometimes you just start repeating yourself. So every time I watch my life just to see, you know, where I could maybe like, you know, cut some things a little bit or like, I'm not looking for mistakes because I know that I make mistakes, especially because English is my second language. So, but I really don't care about that. But you know, you definitely have to practice because I remember I recently watched some of my videos that I did, like I made like 5 years ago. And like, you can see like the way I spoke, how I was like in front of the camera, it's so different. And you guys, when you like practice all the time, you're going to see the difference, you know, even though you don't like to go back and watch your life, but you see the difference. So that's the reason why I like to do that.
Okay.
So, but the other thing that I wanted to add is about stories, you know. So I noticed that sometimes, you know, like people who like promote something else, I'm not talking about right now, like all of you guys, but I'm just saying like, a lot of times people, what they do in their stories, they only post their products. Like you just go to their stories and all you see products, and nothing else. Like promoting. And honestly, people get tired of it like a lot. They just start skipping their stories. Like because, I mean, who wants to see products all the time? So what I would suggest you like just to add, you know, maybe like some pictures of you or maybe like a video of you, what do you do during that day, you know, like a sneak peek to your life because people are always curious. They want to see what you do during the day. So, and it doesn't have to take you a lot of time.
No.
Just, you know, few minutes what you
right.
do here or maybe like you went to, like you went for a walk, you went to the gym, just show them because, you know, also like, the reason why I always show people that I go to the gym, because I want to inspire them. I want them to go to the gym too, you know, like start doing something, you know,
right.
like sometimes I show my food because I want them maybe like to start eating a little bit better, you know. So just show them, you know, what you do during the day as well. And like, I don't remember who said that, but it was like a training before a long time ago that I was watching. Usually when you go to your stories, there are three different things that you can do. You can entertain them, you can motivate them, and you can also educate them. So just focus on all these three things, you know, give them value, you know, show what you do, motivate them, you know, you can also like add some inspiring quotes or something during the day and show, I don't know, like entertain, maybe like give some jokes or something once in a while. It doesn't have to be every day. Show your face because people like to see people's faces. So
yeah, that's great. Good tidbits, and I love that. Yeah, I love that. Entertain, motivate, and entertain can be just like showing them your Christmas tree. You know what I'm saying? It's like that's what I was. You know, some days I'm not feeling it. I don't want to turn on my video, and so I just kind of like right now. People love like feeling that Christmas feeling, like during things. I play up all the holidays because people are they like to feel better. I want people to feel better, just like Cindy said. You know, that's what was one of my things. Like, I want people to feel good when they see my stuff, right? So I love that, Lana. And like she said, it shouldn't take you a long time. You don't have to be fancy with anything. People get fancier over time because they just get used to it and gets faster. But I'm not trying to spend my 10 hours on my first story. I'm going to be just turning on that finding the video part feature and say something, right? Oh, gosh, this is my very first story. I have no idea what I'm doing. Show me some love. Tell me how I did. Turn it off, right? Post it. There's nothing wrong with that. That's real. And that's how you get better. So thank you, Lana. Okay, Carol, good morning.
Good morning. Well, I, you know, everybody kept telling me when I came in, do videos, do stories. I've never been into it. Life, real life with y'all, I have no problem. Being in front of a camera is not me.
Yeah.
But anyway, I took Laura's challenge, and I reviewed the videos, and by the 30th day, I could see a big difference in me as far as staying on track. I talk with my hands. My dad used to say that's part of your Italian in you. Because I talk with my hands and my eyes, and that's just me, you know. So and I laugh a lot. So in all my videos, you see that. And so I've only done one or two since then. And I had people message me on Messenger, hey, no more videos? What's going on? Mm-hmm. You know, and I would just, you know, so you do grow. But we grow daily, you know, and it's, I love everything that Nancy said, that you, Nancy, said, that Cindy said, Lana, Tiffany, it's all on target because it's the personal growth in us that no matter what age you are, you're constantly growing and improving yourself.
That's right.
And that's exactly what it is.
So good. I'm going to go watch some of yours now. We,
oh,
we everything, you know, we're, you know, but now that you told us, I'm going to go watch a couple. Thank you everyone for contributing today. Enrique, any words of parting wisdom? You've been a, I learned a lot from you when we first met on increasing my engagement and, you know, the level of work that it took for you to get the influence that you had. And, anyway, everyone, like I liked, I can't remember, I think it was Cindy, you know, you got to let it evolve. You can't become this until you go through those steps. So anything you want to add that people can start doing today? I think the profile picture thing from Tiffany was key, like that I forgot to even talk about, but it's because it's so obvious to us. But the profile picture really matters. But go ahead, Enrique.
No, I mean, you know, we came in, we didn't really have large networks, so we had to work really hard to get in front of people, and I think that's why we became really great at it, because we really had to go out there and earn it, right? We went and made all these new connections and on Facebook and groups and Messenger, and we did a lot of lives, like you said, we used to go live a lot, and a lot of videos and stories, and just really engaging with others and making connections and being interested in getting to know people in their life and what they're looking for and what they need. But, you know, we really did 10X it in the very beginning of our careers to set that up. And then as we evolved and grew and became better, then more people started becoming attracted to what we have to offer. And, you know, then it kind of just grows from there. But in the beginning, it just doesn't happen for you or get handed to you. You have to go out there and lay the foundation and really go out and 10X it if you want to get, you know, those kind of results. So, and then over time, it just keeps growing. Your network just keeps growing, and then you have a lot of people to talk to. But, yeah.
So good. So true. So good. And I agree
with you. Go ahead.
What you just said about at the beginning, it's like that. It's like anything. It's like business.
Right.
It's like the momentum. It's like the merry-go-round, right? You really have to push. But once you've done that push, you know, you guys notice me and Enrique don't post that much. We do go in stories every day, but it kind of goes. And then once in a while you come and do another, like every time we post, we'll go do another half a day of pushing, right? And so it's just like small spurts of pushing for us now. But at the beginning it was like a year of pushing, right? Or maybe the first 3 months of pushing. You can really grow your traction and engagement in just a few weeks if you go hard on it. But so that's really important because that's when a lot of people, consistency is important, but massive action at certain times is just is important. If you just say consistency, I don't believe we have not experienced growth like we want with only consistency. Consistency peppered with periods of massive action are what work, even for growing your social media. So, yeah, that was good. Yeah, anything else, Friday?
There's that coffee, buy one, get one free, right? I think that's until the end of the month. I'm not sure. I don't know. Do you have the date on that? I can't remember.
I think it's until 25th.
Okay, until Christmas then. Okay, from here on until Christmas, you have that buy one, get one free. So if you have people that love ordering the coffee, it's a great, great special to offer them and make sure they know about it.
Yep, I agree. And so I was going to just, as a parting thing, while we're on this call, I've had a lot of calls with people the past few days, people in the business, not in the business. Seems like this is a period of time, even more so than ever, where people are feeling a little bit in a funk. And I'm hearing that a lot, and it's kind of like heavy. And I don't know if anyone else on this call is feeling that way. So I already thought about what I'm going to post in my stories because the coffee's kicked in. And I'm like, oh my gosh, okay. So I'm going to just do a live. I'm going to check in with people straight, not on my story. I'm just going to, how's everyone feeling? I'm hearing, you know, a lot of people are just feeling in the funk. And I just had my coffee. I got to share, right? Like share that feeling that you have. I mean, if you feel the coffee any way that I do and Enrique does and some, oh, because it makes a huge difference. And they could really, you know, they could, and right now they can buy one, get one free, so they can set themselves up, and it's so cheap anyway. I mean, everyone raise your glasses and have an amazing Friday. Let's go out and share the happy, and we love you guys. Thanks to everyone who contributed today. Bye! See you tomorrow.
Yeah.